The back and forth at the state legislature has put Oklahomans with disabilities on edge. Many of them depend on state funds to live safely in their homes, and now the money is in jeopardy. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier found, the funding uncertainty has taken a toll on the people it's supposed to help.
Lori Taylor's apartment in Norman, Oklahoma, shows off her hobbies: her photography, her shaggy dog Wheezy, and her 10 betta fish.
They're all named after dead rock stars. That one's Jimi Hendrix, that one's George Harrison, that one's Elvis.
Taylor is able to live alone because of a form of Medicaid, known in Oklahoma as the Advantage Waiver Program. It pays for services to help the elderly and people with disabilities stay in their own homes and out of more expensive institutions like nursing homes.
I have cerebral palsy, and that's brain damage I incurred at birth, and it affects my motor skills. I'm confined to an electric wheelchair.
Without her Advantage Waiver, Taylor couldn't get out of bed in the morning. The mix of federal and state funds pay for an aide to come to her apartment every day. It pays for her hospital bed and her life alert in case of emergencies. So when she got a letter from the State Department of Human Services in early November saying that the Advantage Waiver Program was being eliminated in less than a month, she was shocked.
Here's how it came across. Sorry, we don't have the funding for this anymore. We're dropping it within the next couple of weeks. You can go to a nursing home if you want. Sorry. That was it.
More than 22,000 Oklahomans got the same letter. They're the recipients of the two waiver programs that DHS chose to eliminate due to budget cuts. One waiver program helps seniors and adults with physical disabilities, while the other is for adults with intellectual disabilities. Taylor says the effect was immediate.
Aides are quitting on people to go find other work, and you can't blame them.
Cherie Powell is the communications director for DHS, the agency in charge of the waiver programs.
When it comes to cutting this agency, there are no good choices anywhere.
Millions of dollars earmarked for DHS fell through when a cigarette fee passed by the legislature was thrown out as unconstitutional. To make up the shortfall, DHS needed to cut $69 million, and fast. And those two waiver programs were chosen. But in late November, the situation changed.
I have protected the health and human services portion of the appropriations and the budgets.
More letters were mailed after Governor Mary Fallon signed enough of a budget bill to send almost $27 million to DHS, which Powell says will keep the waiver programs funded for now.
Our cash flow is good through February, but by March, DHS will not have enough cash to meet all of our current obligations, which means those programs and services will be in jeopardy again.
If you're somebody with a disability in Oklahoma, it's the perfect storm.
Brady Henderson is the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Oklahoma. The ACLU and the Oklahoma Disability Law Center have sued to force the state to permanently fund the waiver programs.
At the same time the state's trying to cut these waivers, which are an essential component, the state's also squeezing nursing homes and other institutions. At the same time, they're now being called upon to suddenly accept thousands of new patients, and there simply aren't enough beds.
But a victory in the courtroom could have unintended consequences. If a court orders the state to fund the waivers, it may cause DHS to choose different programs to cut, unless they get more money from lawmakers. Lori Taylor is one of the plaintiffs. She says she can't rely on family. Her parents are too old. She doesn't have a plan if the waiver goes away.
We all deserve help, and we all put you there to help us. So do your freaking jobs. If they cut that Advantage program, it's not hyperbole to say that people are truly going to die in their own homes.
As the legislature begins its third attempt at building a state budget next week, the future of the waiver programs hangs in the balance. Even if another cigarette fee is passed correctly, the revenue wouldn't be available for months. In the meantime, people who receive the waivers, like Taylor, are watching and waiting. If the funding situation changes, they'll get another letter. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.